We're holding now before the last of the Dalet Parshas, Parshas HaChodesh. There's a question that could be asked. We need some clarification. There's a mahalach. We start with Shkolim. What's the meaning of Shkolim? What's in a get us? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's some sefer, if I'm mistaken, that says the Gemara in Megillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew Miroish, that Haman is going to take Eser Elif, Kikar Kesef, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makdim, the Shkolim of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara brings down a raya. Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makdim? There were Makdim, the Shkolim of Klal Yisrael. From Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmin Al HaShkolim. Mashmin Al HaShkolim. Which Shkolim are we talking about? The Shkolim of the Mishkan? So that wasn't from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar is after we were in Eretz Yisrael, after we have the Beis HaMikdash. What is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makdim, the Shkolim before the Shkolim of Haman. If we're talking about the Shkolim that were given for the Beis HaMikdash, they were in Golis Bovel. This is the Chassam Sofer, if I'm mistaken. That it was the Kriyas HaTorah, even the Kriyas HaTorah of the Shkolim, that Klal Yisrael is mishtakek to have that schus. And that's what's supposed to be our kavanah when we hear Parashat Shkolim. Oh, if we only had the Beis HaMikdash, if we only had the schus to be mishtatef in the Karbonis Tzibur, we understand that Parashat Shkolim is a chizik for us. It brings out a yearning for the Geula and what we are missing. After that comes Parshas Zohar, where we have a drosha that is a chiv of schira bepeh, a machloikis, dafka from a sefer Torah, dafka betzibur, aber the Seder is very understandable, it's right before Purim, Chazal were metakin. Then comes Parshas Parah. Now Parshas Parah is very, very interesting. I think Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said, normally we have a Gemara in the end of Menachos, Zayis Teres Ha'Oila. If you learn about an Oila, it's Kilu Hikriv Oila, a person that learns about the Karbonis, it's Kilu, he brought the Karbonis. But that helps in somewhat of a sense when it comes to something that's brought on the Mizbeach, an Oila, a Chatos, a Shlomim. Through our yegia, through our learning, we could connect. We could connect as if we brought a korban. By paraduma, it doesn't work that way. Let it be that we look at it, kilu, that you are a makriv. Oh, but tahara, we still don't have. We don't have the efer chatos. We're still tamei mason. And so we could hear the inyan of parshas para that Eibishter, we say, Emes, for all the karbonis, you gave us a bimkoim, but we want tahara. And so this is maybe a machshava for Parshas Parah, that was. But now we're coming to Parshas HaChodesh. What is the chiddush of Parshas HaChodesh for us? What's it coming to be mechadesh? We still have Chodesh Nisan. Emes, we could be mechadesh api edim. What are we missing? What is the tosefes that we have with Parshas HaChodesh? And this is just like to say, just a short for what do we have from it? So the Bali Musar, the Sifrei Hasidus, they all write about, what is it, this Loshon of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. The Loshon is very, very interesting. Were it to be just a simple mitzvah, a tzivoy, that bezn should be mekadosh the chodesh, we wouldn't use the lashon of a chodesh hazeh lachem. We would be mefarit and say it more as a tzivoy, to kadosh as a chodesh bezmanoi, bring edim, have bezn sit, be mekabel their edos. What is a chodesh hazeh lachem? And the answer they give is a chodesh hazeh lachem. You have the koyach of Hischadshus. You have the koyach to break out of what was yesterday, the routine from yesterday, and have a new beginning. And so It sounds somewhat musadik that HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, we finished with Shkolim, we finished with Parshas Zohar, we were Zoichet to Purim, we reminded ourselves about Parshas Pora. The Sfasemis says a beautiful remez that he says a beautiful remez. Lev Tor Borali Lekim V'ruach Nochun Chadesh Bekirbi. First comes Tahara, and then afterwards comes the Hischachus. Mamish Geshmak. Aber in Kolze, maybe there's what to be moisiv this coming Shabbos for Parshas HaChodesh. There's a question that's asked. The Torah starts off. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor HaChodesh hazeh lochem. This Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chadoshim Rishon hu lochem lechodshei Hashana. Dahainu, it's not enough to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim by Shachris, by Ma'ariv. When you refer to a month, the first month, the second month, the first month is always Nisan, the month that we left Mitzrayim. But the pasuk, the Torah continues, Davro kol adas b'nei Yisrael leimor be'eser l'chodesh hazeh v'yikhu lahem ish seleves oves selaboyes. In the middle of Parshas HaChodesh, the middle of Parshas HaChodesh, really the Parshas HaChodesh has ended. Middle of Parshas HaChodesh, we go and we talk the Torah's mitzvah, the bringing the Korban Pesach. And we'd like to know, we'd like to give a hesber, where does the Korban Pesach come together with the Parshas HaChodesh? I would have made it a parsha by itself. Immediately after that one pasuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem comes the tzivui of Korban Pesach. I saw a merdeka machshava from the Michtav Me'eliyahu. He brings a medrash. The medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilus, Kaviyochel is talking, and he's saying, Chayecho, he's telling Moshe, Ein ani moitzion oison mi Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not going to take them out of Mitzrayim, ad sheyishchitu Elohei Mitzrayim le'einehem. Klal Yisrael is not going to be taken out. There will not be the Geula. What's necessary before a prerequisite is they must shecht the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim. But that's not enough. Le'einehem. Let them shecht it in front of the Mitzrayim. Then the roi for Gula. Says Rav Dessler, we want HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. We want Hischachus. We want Geula. The fact that we want it is also a madrega. But you want to be zeich to Hischachus? You want to feel that hargosh of Cheirus? Before you can ask for it, you have to shecht the Avodah Zorah of the Umas HaOlam. And not in an apologetic way. It has to be le'enehem. Says Rav Dessler, the Avodah Zorah in those days was a shepsele, the mazel kleb. But if we want hischachus today, the only way we're going to get that hischachus is first shecht the Avodah Zorah that we have from the outside influences. Shecht the Avodah Zorah that we became a product of our society. Take away those value systems. Then, and only then, is one zoicha to Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh doesn't finish with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Parshas HaChodesh finishes with the shechting of the Avodah Zorah, the shechting of the Yetzer Hara. We're coming now to Pesach. What is our Pesach supposed to look like? Let's be mizboinen just for a minute. what did it look like b'shas when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, all of Klal Yisrael coming into Yerushalayim. I could guarantee you that as beautiful as Yerushalayim was, the standards were not that of the Waldorf. You had a million people coming. They had to eat the Korban Pesach within the Chaymos of Yerushalayim. The Chazal have to tell us, Me'olam Le'omar Adam, that Sarli Amokim. Vaistos, there was a mocking to say that. There could have been such a Havamina. What's the Nakuda? It was mitzad the physical. I don't know how easy it was. A mitzad that we got a hiskarvus to the Eibishter. We were zoichati the kasayas of Korban Pesach. We were zoichati eat koirach together matzah, Morer and Pesach, and b'makayim the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kedusha of Tahara. That hargosha, that his alus was worth more than all the gashmias that we're able to think about. But this is the real Korban Pesach. This is the real mitzvah hayoyim. The parshas HaChodesh is not about astronomy. The parshas HaChodesh is not about a calendar. The parshas HaChodesh is, we are the balabatim and zman. We have the koyach of ischachos. If you want ischachos, b'tnai echod, shech the avodah zorah. Not betzina. Shech the avodah zorah of all the outside influences, and with that will be zoiche to emesse Yom Tov of Pesach, which should be zoiche to be makriv the Korban Pesach b'meir v'yomein.